We are in Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, in the middle of the Amid. We had a Shaila of Rabbi Yirmiya. Do we say Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs? There was a case of Dichui Meikorem. That Niktam Roishev also Beitam Rabbi Yontev. So the Gemara says, Leimeke Tanoi. Maybe this Shaila is a Machlekes Tanoi. Ovar Velokton. Here the Braise says that if a person was malakit, it was a hodos, anovov, merubah me'alov, and he took off the anovim, posel, divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik. V'chachomim machshirim. So you had a person, you had a hodos, anovov, merubah me'alov, and he was meiser the anovim, he was mematon, and now even machlekes tanoim, if it's a kosher or hodos, or not a kosher or hodos. So the Gemara held now, the kula alma, lulav ain't tzorich agav. Everyone holds that you don't have to be ma'agad the gimel minim. V'im timtzo loyim at tzorich agav, and filu yehold tzorich agav, v'yofin and lulav misuke, d'chsi botase v'loy minos. That means we'll see there's a shaila. If you hold lulav tzorich agad, you have to be ma'agad the gimel minim. Is there a psul of tasa v'loy minosi? Do you have to be ma'agad them when they're in a matzav of hechsha? You have to be ma'agad gimel minim k'sheirim. Or there's no such thing. You have to make an igud on gimel minim k'sheirim. I fully made an igud on the minim they were apostle b'shas igud. But later if they became cautious and I have ma'ugadik gimel minim k'sheirim. So that's, we'll see, there's a shakla v'tarye, is there a din asiye that you have to be ma'agid gimel minim k'sheirim. So Gemara held now one of the two. Either both of these tanoim hold lulav ain't tzorich agat, or I feel you hold lulav tzorich agat, but there's no halacha that you have to be ma'agid the gimel minim b'shas kosha. So, v'af al pikein, Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Tzaddik says that it's possible. So what could be wrong? You have now a kosher ahodos, which is ma'ugid, or not ma'ugid, with the other two minim. So why is it possible? Is my love v'hokim miflagi? The man, the apostle, sova, amrini yesh dichi yetzel mitzvahs. That it was nitche. Uman de machshir sova amrini yesh dichi yetzel mitzvahs. So we see this shayla of Rabbi Yirmiya is a machlokes tanoim. So the Gemara says, loy, the kulam olem rinin yesh dichi yetzel mitzvahs. Everyone holds, you don't say dichi. And so therefore, so that's the svar of the Chachamim. What's the svar of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik? V'horche b'meilev lulav misuki kamiflagi. The shaila is that they both hold lulav tzorich agat, and now the machlekes is, do you learn out the asiya of lulav from the asiya of sukkah? By sukkah there's a din of tase, and there's a psul min ha'osui. And by lulav, they're also such a din. V'ocha b'meil of lulav misuke kemiflagi. Mar sova yalfina lulav misuke. Umar sova lo yalfina lulav misuke. We don't learn out lulav misuke. So memele, that's the psu. V'boyis eime isviralon lulav tzorich agat. The kulalma yalfina lulav misuke. Or could be everyone holds if lulav tzorich agad yafin and lulav misuke. And here the shaila is, does lulav need agad? Ubeplukte dahani tanoi. The sanye. Lulav bain ogud bain she'ene ogud kosher. The Tanakam holds you don't need agad. Rabbi Yudaima ogud kosher she'ene ogud posel. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, Yalef lekicha lekicha meagudas ezek. Siv hocha lekachtem lechem b'yoyim harishin. Siv hocha lekachtem agudas ezek. Ma lehalon agude. Just like by the lekicha of ezek, it has to be an agude. Avkan agude. So this lekicha also be a lekichas agude. Rabbon leslo lekicha lekicha. They hold of this kseire shoveh. So memele. So they hold blue vein tzorich agar. Man tane lohod tana rabbonon lulav mitzve lo oigdoi v'im loy ogdoi kosher money. I Rabbi Yehuda ki loy ogdoi amai kosher lulav tzorich agat. You learn out it's ma'akev. So ki loy ogdoi amai kosher. I rabbonon my mitzvah ka'ovid. So why is there a mitzvah to make agat? Loilam rabbonon, o mitzvah mishum zekeli vanveyu. That means al zekeli vanveyu, so it's a hiddur in the lakiche, if it's a ma'ugedika lakiche. So memele, so that is why you need agad lachatchilim. Let us see Rashi. Ovar v'loktan le'invei hodos. He was malaket to invei hodos, shoye merubim me'alem. Usnan umiatam kosher v'mematim b'yontev mishum shvuz. You're not allowed to be memayit b'yontev mishum shvuz. Shedoyme le'misakin keili. U'machshiroi. I think it would be, perhaps, Shadayma Lemesakin Kaili Shemach Shiroi. Not two things. It's a Tikkun Kaili. Why? Because he's Machshirit. That's the Tikkun Kaili over here. The Machshirit. Vim Ovar Umiyaton Posel, Kedem Aforish Time of Yosel. Agabucha, we should remember this Rashi. Rashi says, Klo, that this Tikkun is only a Tikkun Darabonon, and it's a Shvus Baalman. That's what we mentioned yesterday. Rabbi Kivegil says, if one has a goy, it'd be mutter to tell the goy to take it off in Yontav, because it's a shvus to shvus b'moki mitzvah. Savru rabbonon devei medroshe, the bor lemei medahach plukta b'yesh dichri vein dichri hu, the kul alma rabbonon rabbeloze b'rab tzodek, lulo vein tzorech aga. That everyone holds lulo vein tzorech aga. Loishayich bei asiyem. So there's no dinei asiye. The looky time with Rabbi Loza the Apostle, mishum tasav loyminosi bipsules. So because there's no dinei asiye by lulav by hodos. Binami tzoych haga the filochim mishum tasav loyminosi loymipsul. Tobe didei loyksiv tase by aga that doesn't say tase. The lulav misuka loyalev ilkach mehashte leke loymipsulay. So there's no reason to pasul elo mishum dichoy. The kiven sheogdoy bipsul v'nikra al olav shem lulav. So it got already a shem lulav shel mitzvah, shem lulav shel mitzvah b'shas dichoy, and it was then in a matzav of dichoy nitche leyoylo. So it's already nitche to become a lulav shel mitzvah. V'av al gav. The loy nire v'nitchehu. It wasn't nire v'nitche. It was anovav merubav me'alov. Fakert will see the Rashi seems to say now that with the agad it became a shame. The agad erev yontiv. You don't make agad yontiv. So with the agad it became a lulav shal mitzvah. And b'shas the agad it was already dochui. So it's dochui. So it was dochui b'shas it became a chepsi shal mitzvah. Af al gav de loy nire v'nitchehu eladichi meikor. That was the havamin of the Gemara. V'hai de noket pluktayu b'miyaton b'yomtiv. So Rashi has a kasha. If the Gemara wanted to be machia from this, that it is speaking about that it was a dichi meikor. So why do you have to say? There was Mamayit Beyontiv. Why was the Bereisa speaking about a case who was Mamayit Beyontiv? Rashi held in the Kashe that the reason he chapped on Yontiv is because in Yontiv it's Nire Venitche. He says the Musik of Nire Venitche passed in Yontiv. So if it says Yontiv, it's Nire Venitche. The Gemara wants to say that the Din Dichi Meikore, you can learn now from this Machloikis. This Machloikis is not Dichi Meikore, this Machloikis is Nire Venitche. So Rashi says no. Ichapton Yontiv, Mishum Mistome Bosa Da Agdehu. He wants to say he made Agad. Dobi Yontiv, Lo Yogidle. Not Yontiv, you can't make Agad. So Kochel was Agad before. So the Dichi was from Erev Yontiv. V'iloi tzorich agad, and if you're lulav ain't tzorich agad, it's tzorich leminkit b'yontiv, v'shum dilav dekidish ayoyim, akati lechal olei zman mitzvah, v'loi shem mitzvah, lemikra yedichi. So Melech Zichy, it's Zichy Meikara. He chapped on Yontif to be Megala that there was a Zichy Meikara. Either he made an Agad Erev Yontif, or it became Nitcha as soon as it became Yontif. He loved the Kiddush Hayoyim, Akati Lechal Leizman Mitzvah Leishem Mitzvah. Man the Marshes over Ein Dichi Linyan Mitzvah, El Olinyan Kiddushi Kigoyin Kolbonis. Like the Kul Alma Lemrinin Yesh Dichi Be Mitzvah. The time the man the posal mishum tase v'loy min ha'osayu. The one who passes, he holds, it's tase v'loy min ha'osayu. The ksova lulav tzorech lemege. Kashayich be'yasiyah, v'chamel hulu misukya pligi. Yafinim bebinyan of, hil v'zeh ba'asiyah, ma'zeh v'loy min ha'osayu, avzeh v'loy min ha'osayu, v'andeyu hisno lefonav. V'hoch let's see, tases b'melef lulav misukya kamifligi. Avimotzi lashminim pluktai beliktam beheta kegay me'erev yontef la'achas she'ogdam. So if that's the machloikis, so if it's a posel agad or a kosher agad, so why do you have to say liktam beyontef? Say liktam be'erev yontef after the agad, ogdam veliktam achakach. Oho, dinoka pluktai beliktam be'iser kegay beyontef lashminim defelohochi chachamim achshirin dain dichoy. He wants to tell us two chidushim. That first of all, the Chachamim hold that there's no din, no psul of tasav leimino osui. There's also no psul of dichui. A new Gemara now. Oisha hayu anovov merubin me'alov. So we heard in the Mishnah that if merubin me'alov, it's psul. Amar Rav Chisda dovazer Rabbeinu Agadol Amorei v'amokim yeba ozrei. I heard a maimer from Rav, and Rav said, Pshat, loy shonu, that what the Mishnah says, that if you have a hodos, and a novov, merube me'alov, that is posul, loy shonu, ele b'mokim echot. That the anovim are clustered in one place, and so there it's posul. And you have a novim, merube me'alov. But if the anovim are spread out in the hodos, so it's kosher. So lechere, I mean, ashtikol svarat understand the habamin of the gemara. I mean, since in each place there's less anovim than alim, so even though the klolius you'll add up all the places, there's more anovim than alim, but for some reason you're not mitzaref the anovim. And we say, it's kosher. B'shnayim ha'shloishim ha'kayim is kosher. The fact if the anovim are in one place, so then you say these anovim outnumber the hadas, the alim. But if it's spread out, shnayim ha'shloishim ha'kayim is kosher. Omarove, Shnayim u'shloishim ekayim is haba menumer u'posel. That two or three places it's menumer and it's posel. So Rav could have never said such a thing. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rabbeinu Rav, demokim mechot shanovim kulam biyachat. U'miyu merubin hein ala olim shebechol ha'odos. But they're more than all the alim and the whole hadas. Then it's posel. Hachigosin eloi shalom b'mokim mechot. Aber bei zwei und drei ist mir kein mis kosh, aber bei rove, zwei und drei ist mir kein mis habe mir nur ein paar. Hoch ich gesehen der Lola Kamel in den Osa Chazos ist beessig, der Gemara says that zwei und drei ist mir kein mis is worse than Moki Mecha. Es ist mir nur ein paar, der Lauf hat er hu, schrei an Novim Schreiris, beher Olim Yeroikim, so it's boiled, so it's all pintled, so the Gemara says, Rav could have never said such a thing, that Shnayim Shloishim Mekayim is kosher. Ele Yitma, Hochi Yitma. Oishahoyu Anovim, Anovov Merubim Me'alov Posel. That what the Mishnah said, Anovov Merubim Me'alov. Amar Rav Chisda Dovazah Rabbeinu HaGodol Amroi, V'amokim Yeba Ozroi. Loishonu Ela Anovov Shcheiris. The whole psul of anovim is dafka anovim shcheiris. Abal anovov yeroikais, but if the anovim are dark and you see the contrast, so then that passes the hodos. Aber la nova of yeroi case, but if the novim are green, mini the hodas of the kosher. So it's a mean hodas, it's the same as hodas, it's not boilet and it's kosher. Omar Rav Papa adumais kishchoyres domi. Red is also considered shocher. Omar Rav Chanina haidam shocher odom hu elo shaloka. That means that the mara odom has in itself a potential shachrus. So if it's red, that's the haschol of the shachrus. So someone says pshat that a Papa, first it gets red and then it gets black. Rav Papa had a kashe. That we said over b'shem Rav, lo yishonu ella anovov shchoyres. Anovov shchoyres is possible. Avonovov yiroikis minu dahodes. What about red? Why didn't he speak about red anovim? The red anovim come before the black anovim. So Rav Papa said, adum is kishchoyres domi. Red is black already. When he said shchoyres, he meant, he did not only mean black. He meant red, which has in itself already the potential koyach to become black. So shchayres means from red on. Let us see Rashi. Elo shehanovim shchayres shekvar hischilu liyavesh umashchirin. As soon as it starts, they start drying up. They get dark. Umitchilos and yeroikimem. The beginning, they're green, and then it's midi dehodos shemareim shavoloi ve'enoi nire minuma. So it doesn't look like menuma. So from Rashi, it would seem, now Rashi is talking about the psul of anovov merubes me'alov. So Rashi says, with anovov merubes me'alov, Zicha is speaking about two cases. It's speaking about the mokim echot, nuadin b'shnayim eshloishim ekaimis. The Rashi is from Rashi, that it's one psul. The psul of anovov merubes me'alov is a psul menuma sai b'mokim echad and sai b'shnayim eshloishim mekaymis. It's one psul of menuma, but if it's green, so there's no psul of menuma because it's eini nira menuma. V'adumeis kishchoyres damye, the lav min yoriku v'zehu shachiruson u'sheyav shemat yoyse yushchoyre. This is also a red dam. That means that the shocher is a type of a red that becomes dark. I mean, if we see from Ra'alot first, it says, "Shnayim u'shloishim mekaymes, nami mischazi kimenuma u'posel." So this lashon, it would seem that the Gemara is only asking that there's no reason why shnayim u'shloishim mekaymes should be better than mokim echad. Just like mokim echad is menuma, shnayim u'shloishim mekaymes nami mischazi kimenuma. Is form the garsi adarabe. So according to this Gilsa, so it seems as follows. That the Shnayim Shloishim Mekaymis is worse than Mokim Echad. Mokim Echad is a psul of Anov of Merubes Me'alov. And Shnayim Shloishim Mekaymis comes to noch a psul, is a psul of Menuma. So lefi oisa Gilsa Koshe. So if you say that Shnayim Shloishim Mekaymis, there comes a new psul, so I bezoy lefiyes agir sakosha dechi masik ela yitma hochi yitma. So the Gemara says that Rab didn't speak about shnayim shloishim mekaymis. He only spoke about shocher and yorek. Have a motzil asupi itche. You could have said that Rab spoke about shnayim shloishim mekaymis. You should have said as follows. The Mishnah says the miyato kosha. If it's not merubah me, it's not a nov of merubah meyal of it. It's kosha. See if he's memaided. It's kosha. Loishonu ela b'mokim echot. B'mokim echot, that the whole psul is merubin me'alov. So if it's miyaton, it's kosher. Da'isei miyat anovi ha'am nishorim ha'av b'mokim echot. But if it's shnayim v'shloishim mekaymis, then you have a new psul of menuma. Ad rabbe, there's a new psul of menuma. So then, afilu shnayim v'shloishim mekaymis is also possible. Chegav namasik l'kamen gabi chazozis. So if the Gemara didn't say this, so Vaisleis is no Sfora of Adarabe. It means it's equal. There's no chaymer by mefuzer than by mokim echot. And it seems fakel to loshen the way the nami mischazikim menuma apostle. It's one psul of menuma. And for some reason it would seem that the psul of menuma, we have to really understand, so what's the chilek if it's anov of merub meyalov, it's not merub meyalov, if it's menumer, so it's menumer, what's the chilek? So it would seem that if there's less anovim than alim, it's botl b'miyutoy. Say by say from svasemis, you say dal. That means if it doesn't have, if it's only a small chilek of the hodos, so then it's botl b'miyutoy. So then I don't reckon with it to passel the hodos alts menumer. If it's a nov of merubis ma'alov, so you can't say dal, you can't say bottle b'miyutai, because vakel, this is the roiv, then there's a psul of menuma, bein b'mokim echot, and bein b'shnaim shloishim mekaimis. Im miyaton kosher. It says further in the Mishnah, if he was memayit, yev a nov of merubis ma'alov, and he was memayit the anovim, so it's a kosher ahodus. The ma'atinu amos. When was he memayit the anovin? Ilay me mikame de la agde, before he made agat, he had a hodos erev yontet. There was more anovim than alim. 60 anovim, 50 alim. So he made it now 49 anovim. So pshite. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us in miyaton kosher? So it has to be speaking about, he made agad already, now it became a chefze shel mitzvah, and after erev yomtev, and he was memayit now. Is dichi mi korehu, tivshit minei dichi mi kore lehavi dichui. So he seems that the Mishnah that dichi mikor lehavi dichui. So the Gemara says la'olam basa da agde. It's like speaking about after agat. Okasava agat hazmona ba'almu. Hazmona ba'almu leiklumu. That means that the Gemara's machadish now that after the agat, before it became yontev, so it's not called dichui in ganzen. Dichui means it became a chefze shal mitzvah, and it was nitche from the mitzvah. So in yontef it becomes a chefze shal mitzvah. It says man mitzvah. Then it becomes a chefze shal mitzvah. He made agad before yontef. It's nothing. It's a hazmona to become a chefze shal mitzvah. It's not called a chefze shal mitzvah. Memela, there's no din dichli. Now, I'd like to mention two kashas on this gemara. One kasha Rabbi Kevege asks, he blibes by a tzorchi and godl. We had learned yesterday, Taisvis Herakashim, the Sugyan Daflamet Gimelamet Aleph, Klerz Shaila, if Niktam Roishe Shal Hodos, if the head of the Hodos was chopped off, but also by Tamra Beyontif, and then the Gua Tamra Beyontif, which is Marsha the Hodos. So the Gmar Klerz Shaila, is there a Din Dichoy? Isn't there a Din Dichoy? Gmar blies by a take. And we'll see later in the sugya that if he was memayit beyontev, it was a nov of merubis me'alot. He was memayit beyontev. So it's a kosher, the Mishnah says later it's a kosher hodos. And the Gemor brings a raya that dichi me'kor alai have a dichi. So Taisvus asks a kosher, so here we see that dichi me'kor alai have a dichi, a raya from the Mishnah. He was memayit a nov of beyontev, it was dochi me'kor, he said dichi me'kor alai have a dichi. And the Gemara Dalam Gimelo Madalov Klaus Hashaylof Niktem Roishev also be Tamra Beyontev is. You say yes Dichoy, ain't Dichoy. So that was Taisvus Kasha. So Taisvus answered on this Kasha that the Mishnah is speaking about the Dichoy of the Mishnah. He could be misaken it. He could take it off. He could be malaket it. So Dichoy that's Biyodoy. That's Dichoy. That's Biyodoy. That's not called a Dichoy. But then Taisvus says. Mentioned Taisvus and Zvachim, it's not a real biyodai because he's not allowed to take off the anovim. So it's a mitzas biyodai. So the Achronim Loim Shatan Taisvis, a Dichui Meikore is a 75% Dichui. And Biyodoi, that's, it's possible to take off that Novim, but it's not permissible. That's called a 75% Biyodoi. So 75% Biyodoi and a 75% Dichui will work. If it was Nira Benitche, you have 100% Dichui, then you need 100% Biyodoi. That's how Taisvis, that were the guidelines we learned yesterday in Taisvis. That a Mitzvah Biyodoi helps on a Mitzvah Dichui. But 100% biyodi, that'll help on 100% dich. So Rabbi Kiveger asks Akasha and the Gemara we just learned, the Gemara, this imiyaton kosher speaking about Erev Yonter. So the Gemara says, when was he a mite? If he was mite before the Agad, it's poshet. So if he was mite after the Agad, after the Agad, it's dichoy. Yishma amino dichoy meikoral, I have a dichoy. So says, no, it's not a dichoy, it's only azmona. In fact, Rabbi Kiveger doesn't understand. Erev Yontif was biyodi lesakein. This is a 100. It's biyodi. Can cut off the anovim. So there's no din dichui. Taisus told us that if one can be misakein, it's not called dochi at all. So what's the Gemara? He doesn't understand the Gemara b'tzorech iyun godol. Shreklich. That's one kasha Rabbi Kiveger asks on the Gemara. Zayre shtikol ha'ora na Gemara. The Eir Zeruha in Bemison, the Remor, in Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Tarmem test brings down the Eir Zeruha Laloche. The Eir Zeruha says as follows. He brings from the Rav Yom, if you have an Esrig that was Menuma, it's Apostle Esrig, it's Menuma. And he went and he cleaned the Esrig. He took off a little bit. We're talking about Chalamoit, Chosar, his Mutter. So he took off the pieces, he took off all the nimo. Now it's a clean esrig. You look at it, it's clean. Sok the Rav Yoh, im chotach ma shahoye menuma, posel levoy cholot. Kivin shemikoyach psul bo. That means, even though now it's good, but since it was mikoyach psul, exactly what this means I don't know, but since kivin shemikoyach psul bo, so, it won't help. It was once possible, now with cutting it off, you want to be masheret, kimin shimikoyach psulbo, it is no good. Frek the Rav Yoh, va'avar gav di miyotoy anovo, he says, like a zoi, there's a psanushtik teira of mikoyach psulbo, we learned by Yehodas, if it was memayeta anovim, it is good. Obo mikoyach psul kosher, so you see that even though it's mikoyach psulbo, it is kosher. Hosom mishum de einoi niker hamiyut. There you can't tell that he was mamayatit. Sheyesh shegodol boy ma'at anovim. Sometimes it's a hodos that has a little anovim. So if it's not niker that he was misakin it, then you don't say mikoyach psulbo. If it is niker, you do say mikoyach psulbo. Hashtik teire. Have mezeich hazayin to understand the oimek advorim. But there's a inyan of mikoyach psulbo, and then there's a lomdis, if it's not niker, then you don't say, it's a shakal of atarye in the Eir Zeruha. So I don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, imiyaton kosher. He's mamayit, it's kosher. The Gemara ain't Messiah. When was he mamayit? He was mamayit before the Agad. Pshite. So what's the chiddish? There's a big chiddish over here. Forget about dichui. This at Lomdis, the Zeruah told us is an inyan of mikoyach psulbo, that if somebody was once posel and you were masakad, it is a new din of mikoyach psulbo. So yes, the kasha, so why does miyat anovim help? Since it's not nikel, so the Lomdis of mikoyach psulbo doesn't apply. So it's a kasha, it's a vein taimer and a viesh taimer. It's a kasha of the Zeruah and a teret. So what's the pshita? The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, this Lomdis. In fact, the Goyin says, where did the Eir Zeruah get the Shtik Teire? He says, because the Eir Zeruah had a kasha. There's so many of the minim one can kasha. By a chazosis you could kasha, by menuma you could kasha, by this way it's the kasha. And by a nov of merubah yalb you could kasha. The Tan and the Mishnah only said you could kasha it by a nov of merubah yalb. So the Eir Zeruah had a kasha. So why only over here? Is a raya only you hear it helps. In all the other places it won't help. Is a raya to the slumdis, that nikir, there's no chesed, or mikir psulbo, not nikir, there's no chesed, nikir, there's a chesed. But it's a psalmdis, it's a ganze shakla betaya. So why, when the Gemara is the kasha, Amos, I'm kaim agat pshita, it's not pshita, it's a lomdis, it was a posel ahodos, and he fixed it, and there's a lomdis of pivachain, and nikir, it matters, when you cut off the anovim, do you have to cut it off, that is, you take it not be nikir? I mean, if you cut it off and there's some little stems around, you can see that there were anovim here. I mean, you look good. You see, there were stems. He cut off the anovim. Beisach nish. That's Mr. Shtikol Ha'ora on the Zeruah. Let us see Rashi. Pshita, am I nifsalei? If it's before the agad, why should you passel it? Lo yimin ha'osu yesh kan. Sherei negad behechsher. He cut it before the agad. Blame me shum dichu yesh kan, shrei le koreshe mitzvah le bedichu. So what is poshet? Ela bosa dagde. Bashminen haitane, two chidushim. Chidush number one, the lulav misuke lo yafine le mifsele mishum min ha'osi bipsu. Miyu, yeah, so that's one chidush. Miyu mishum dichu, avlo le mifsele. But there's another reason to pasul. Shrei nikla olav shem haishana psula, Bishas agidosoi. Mide marshalei, shma mino dichi meikore lav dichihu. So we see that dichi meikore lav dichihu. Venifshet minei, so we keep it poishet, palgedi boilon. We had a shal yesh dichi eitz a mitzvah sayen dichi. Nifshet mehochet, the dichi meikore loim rinim bo. The havidochi. So Kaponim from the Mishnah, he could prove that dichi mekor la havedochi, v'loi havedochi elam kei nire b'yontev achekach nidchei. So the Mishnah said that miyatom before yontev, that it wasn't nire, so then it's kosher. So it's bepoishet on Kaponim half of the boy, that dichi mekor la havedochi. Kol shenitche koydem yontif, kori dichi meikoret. That means it never was roi to the mitzvah. Hochi gasin leilam boso daagde. Kosova agat hazmona ba'almahu. Ein agudose kri yeshem li yishalol of shem lulof poso litchoi. It's only hazmona le mitzvah. Behilkach afilu dichi meikore enkan. Ad shi yekadish olav hayoim. Poideno bepsulay. Like even the motos ma mitzvah. Lechozilei mikri dichoi. You need this ma mitzvah lechoz, avol mikami yochi lav dichoi. It's not called dichoi. Ve'ein mematin biyontev. Now the Mishnah says further, you're not allowed to be memayit biyontev. Ho'ovar ve'lokto. But what is if he was memayit biyontev? Mai kosher. So then the din is it's kosher. We mentioned yesterday the oinig yontev. And the Gyontev said in Simon and Beis, how does the Gemara know that it was kosher? Maybe it's possible. So he says if it would be possible, so there wouldn't be a din of Ein Mematin Beyontev. The whole reason of Ein Mematin is because you're mesakin it. So if it won't become a sukin, so you would be permitted to be memayit it. So al kol miyaton kosher. The Ashcha Remes, when did it become possible? Ilayme, the Ashcha Me Esmoel, was shocher from before. So that means as soon as it became Yontev, it was dochi. Dichi mikoru, is tifshet minei dichi mikoru, do I have a dichi? Elo lav the ashcha be yontav, if you'll say the Mishnah speaking about afakelt, in the beginning of yontav it was good, and later it became ashcha, is doch noch elge, is nire benitchu, is shamet mino nire benitchu, chayse venire. But al kaponim, you have to, from the Mishnah it seems that either dichi mikoru have a dichi, or afilu nire benitchu, do I have a dichi. Shmuel says, loy, you can't prove everything. Loy lam dashcha mikore. Dichi mikore delay have a dichoi, tifshet me name. Abo nire venitcha, chayse venire, loy tifshet, you can't prove it. Maybe the Mishnah is speaking about a dichi mikore, so you can't prove nire venitcha. We had mentioned before, Shitas ha-Toysus, how does Toysus explain this Gemara? So Toysus says, that dichi mikore is a schwacher dichi. A nire venitche is a starker dichi. This biyodai lilkoit is a schwacher biyodai, because it's biyodai to take off the anovim, but it's a psa, he's not allowed to take off the anovim, so it's a psa schwacher biyodai. So Taisus learned pshat, a schwacher biyodai takes off a schwacher dichi. Aber nire venitche, which is a starker dichi, is very nire le mitzvah, the nitche min a mitzvah, then a schwacher biyodai cannot take off a psa starker dichi. That is how Taisus learned pshat in the sugya. But Kevega, for some reason, doesn't like a psa, this formula over here, psa schwacher dichi, a schwacher biyodai, a starker dichi. So then a schwacher biyodai doesn't help. Rabbi Kevega says, he would say a different pshat in the Gemara. No such thing as shvachre biyodai. Forget about biyodai. He said that betzim there's a shayla like this. Betzim it's biyodai. No, there's aliyah the revealai. You're not allowed to do it. It's a biyodai, which you're not allowed to do. So now we can clarify lom de shayla. Is this called biyodai? Is it not called biyodai? It's a shayla. That was the shayla. If it's called biyodai, so it's called biyodai. So nira v'nitcha also will be muta, because it's not called nitcha, it's biyodai. If it's not called biyodai, So memele, then you have a raya, then you have a raya that a kaponim you have a raya that tichim mekore lehave dichoi. So Rabbi Kevega says that Be'etzim was the Shaila of the Gemara. The Shaila of the Gemara was Pshat the Mishneh, a biyodoi that Arye the Revi'alei, a biyodoi that one is not permitted to do, does it have a din biyodoi? It doesn't have a din biyodoi. If it has a din biyodoi, so there's no dichi whatsoever. So nira v'nitcha will be muta. Doesn't it have a din biyodoi? So then Betzim, there's a din dichoi. So then you can only prove from the Mishnah that dichoi mikore loy have a dichoi. But not that it's a halfway biyodoi and that helps for a halfway dichoi and it doesn't help for a whole way dichoi. No, it's a suffix. Does it have a din biyodoi? Yes or no? Zut Rabbi Kevega lahaloche with his pshat, it comes to Rabbi Yehuda Kanafka meaning. He says, what'll be the din if a person had two hadasim in Yontif. One hodos he had that was anovov merubov mealov, and he had picked off the anovim in Yontif. That's one hodos. He had another hodos that was niktam roishoi, and it was niktam roishoi, but also by tam rabbi Yontif. He had these two hadasim. First he took one hodos, and then he took another hodos. Now, was he yoytze? So Rabbi Kevega says, the way he said pshat, memonav shech he was yoytze. Why? If you say, abiyodoi, that Arye the Revi'alei is called abiyodoi, so then he was yoytze with the first hadas that it was lachtei biyontev. It was biyodoi. If you say biyodoi, if you'll say that biyodoi, the Arye the Revi'alei is not called abiyodoi, so as ois kishpat from the Mishneh, that akaponim, afilu, it's not biyod, it's a real dichui, but zayis kishmat dichui meikor alai havi dichui. So biyoitza with the others, that was niktam roishay me'erev yonte. According to Taisus, the halacha won't be like this, because Taisus made a kugel. Taisus said, a mitzvah biyod you need, and by niktam roishay there's no biyod. Rabbi Kevega did not like this. Rabbi Kevega did not like you making all these fractions and the mitzvah biyod, mitzvah dichui, it's either biyod, it's not biyod. So he says that was the suffix of the Gemara. Therefore he wants to say that it should come out, if he'll take two adasim, m'monev shechel biyoytze. Zogt Rashi. Dich, homatino biyontev kosher. Avagav deneged kvar, da biyontev leogid le, u da ashkanovi amis, dilu yerokis le posli, dichimi koruhu domotes man mitzvah, da loichozi, vahavale dichimi korim, אלא דאש רבי יונטב, ראיני רבי יונטב, נדחק ששחירו, שמע מן הבטמיה, תיבשת מיני דוודאי, דיחוי מעיקורי, עודף מנירה ונדחה, דמה שלא נירה למצווה מיועי למד עכשיו, ובנבוז נירה למצווה, אשתו דמסחזי. So now became חוזי למצווה, וכקובם שהוקדש עכשיו, ומתחילו סוי מחוס הזמן הוי. That means, that's not called it was נדחה מן המצווה. It was a מחוס הזמן, and now became רוי למצווה. אבל נירה למצווה נדחה מנו, אבל הידיחוי. תפשט מיני דיחי מקור להב הדיחי, לעניין מצווה סטאפקה כתפירשנו לאל, and because תייסט בו רגמור את הבי קרבונס דיחי מקור זיחי הדיחי, בוי דה ניקטם נמי לא יפשטה כתפירשתי נמי לאל, because ניקטם is not ביודה, and here it is ביודה. Let's see the גמור further. תנא רבונה, אין ממתים ביונטב, Mishum Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon Omru Memate. Now, a shayla is one permitted to be memayit anovim b'yontev. The Tanakama holds, you're not allowed to be memayit. And Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon not allowed to be memayit. Frek the Gemara, v'ka mesakin mone. What's the svar Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon? He's a mesakin mone. B'yontev. Are you allowed to be memayit? Omar Rav Ashi kegoin shalokton l'achila. So Avashi says, it's speaking about that he didn't do it bekavone to be misakin the hodos. He wanted to eat on of him. So he's an ene miskaven on the tikkun mone. So it's a dover shene miskaven. Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Shimon, sovolo kavua, the omar dover shene miskaven muta. He holds like Rabbi Shimon, a dover shene miskaven is muta. So he was miskaven l'achila, and memele became misukin. So that's a dover sheni miskaven is considered like it's nasa me'elov. So he didn't do it. It's memele, he's potter. Frek the gemore v'abaye v'rove da omri tovayu moide Rav Shimon b'psikreishe v'lo yomus. Here it's a psikreishe. When did Rav Shimon say a dover sheni miskaven is muter? It's not a psikreishe. Then you could say that he's not called a mechaven. He's goyre odom mita kisei v'safsel. I want to schlep a benkel. I'm doing that. And grade became a charitz. It's not muchach that there should be a charitz. I'm not mechaven to make the charitz. So male, that's called a dover shein a miskaven. So say the charitz is not a male. If he was doing one thing, he was oisik and schlepping. And there became a charitz. Shaloi birtzoinoi. So male, so it's considered nasa me'elov. Not from him. But by a psikreish is something that's a dover, that dover hechrochi to occur. So memele, so he knows it has to occur. So he's a machavin. So if he's a machavin, so the Rabbeid Rav Shimon psikreish v'lo yomus. So what's the svar b'lezer Rav Shimon? So the Kevega asks, Amirdike Kashe, on the Tchumas Hadeshen. And Simon Shin Yudalid, Sif Hey, on the Magnavrom, Sif Cotton Hey, Magnavrom brings down a Trumas Hadeshin that says that by an Isser the Rabbonon, a Dover She'enei Miskaven, that's a Psikreishe, by an Isser the Rabbonon is Mutter. Azayat the Trumas Hadeshin Gepaskin, an Isser the Rabbonon, the Dover She'enei Miskaven, will have a psikreishe. Trumas Hadeshin says it's muta, and the Magen Avraham is choylik on the Trumas Hadeshin, and he holds it's a psikreishe, even though by this Rabbon, it's also. Fine. So here we have machloikis, the Magen Avraham, and the Trumas Hadeshin. Frek Rabbi Kevega, I have an often the Gemara like the Magen Avraham. We learned Rashi before. Rashi said that this whole tikkun mone is only a shvus. Shedoyme lemesakin keili. This whole thing is a shvus. It's a doyme lemesakin keili. And it's doyma lemesakin keili. Is the af al pi kein, so it's only a darabonon. And it's a darabonon, the af al pi kein, the gemara sakash is a psikreishe. So you see, klo, that not like the trumas hadeshin, that a psikreishe is also by a darabonon. Stoitzer wants to bring down, could be, there's a shita samot chai, The Motri holds it's a deraisa de ketikin money. But it's a deraisa de ketikin money, so me mele, so nada de ketikin, so it's a deraisa de ketikin money, so that's why the Gemara says it's a psychiatrist. Mele to Mesadeshin held like the Motri. Yeah. And for the Gemara, Hoche be Mayeskinon, the Islay Aishane Achrite. The Islay Aishane Achrite, let us see Rashi and Taisus. Let us see Rashi. Misake Mone, show your apostle, Umar Shiroi. He was apostle before, and he's Marshirit. So, yeah. Shalokhtam Lanov Lominahodas Amanas Loichlon. The Einai Miskaven Lachshi. Doesn't have any Kavone. But Moide Rapshim and Besikreshe Veloyom. The Einai Reutze She Tomus. The Kiven the E. Efshel Sheloy Tomus. Ki Miskaven Choshev Loy. So it's called a Miskaven. Bechi Omrine. And that's how Rashi says that's the Lomdus of Sikreshe. It's impossible. He has to die. So it's called a Miskaven Lomdus. It's possible that this is So he made a charitz is a mechuyev because that's called he was doing one thing, and the other thing occurred by itself, not through him, because he didn't have intentions in the rotzen that it should come about. Avol heicha the vaday ovid, but if it zicha has to occur, so that's called a mechaven. So I know it's going to happen, and I did it. Then he's moide leitzricha the islei heishan achite leitzorich lahai. He doesn't need this Aishane. Hilkach ain't can tikken keili. So there's no tikken keili. The loitzricha lei lachshuri. He doesn't need to be marsheret. So memele, so nothing happened. That means if a person will take berries off a hodos Pesach time. So you'll say, listen, you're misaking the hodas. Well, what kind of tikkun the hodas is? The chilik of the hodas is berries. It doesn't have berries. What's the chilik? In Pesach, there's no difference. So if I have 200 kosher hadasim already, so Mela, what's the difference? I don't need this hodas. I don't need this hodas lemitzvah. So I didn't do anything. So it's not called a tikkun keli. I didn't create anything. Leidomi hashte lepsikreishe dahosam ikan etilas neshamim imanamshach. There, take. If the zichud beim is going to die, so memele, so there, so it's going to die, and it died, not only it died, so memele, so he made an atilas neshama, and he knew it would occur, but so memele, so there, by the Rav Shimon Yimechayev, abo v'hoche leket tikkun keli, but here nothing happened, but nothing happened over here, that if the islay eshan achite, so this v'hoche leket tikkun keli. If he wouldn't have another Aishan, then there is a need for a Hodos. Then there's a need for a Hodos without a Novim. So it's called, he made something. He was misakin it. So Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, Amir the Columbus, that Tikkun Mone is relative. If he needs it, it's called he made something. If he doesn't need it, it's called he didn't do anything. Nasimid is a Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says if a person took off a splinter, a sliver of wood from a piece of wood, so if he needs a toothpick, so he's Machayev al Tikkun Mone. He made something. If he doesn't need a toothpick, so he didn't do anything. What did he do? So it's a dead piece of wood, and he took off nothing. So he didn't do anything. L'cheira, we have to understand, so what's the svara, beautiful svara, Rashi says. He didn't do anything. That's what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds, that Rabbi Eliezer Rav Shimon holds, you're allowed to take it off. So L'cheira doesn't have any more to Rabbi Shimon. He didn't do anything. Rabbi Shimon is speaking about a dover sheni miskaven, and he did a second malacha. On the second malacha. He didn't do anything. Nothing happened. So what's the small of the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama says it's also. I mean, speaking about Islay Hashana Chita, 2,000 Hashanas, Kosher Hashanas, he won't use this one. He wanted to eat the berries, so he didn't do anything. So what's the svar of the Tanakhama? Perhaps, I don't know if this is a true teretz, but perhaps it's something to think about. We find the Gemara says in Psochim, a mevashel miyontev l'chol. A person is cooking in yontev. For he has a frigidaire and a freezer full of cooked meat. He's cooking a mevashel miyontev l'chol. He's cooking miyontev l'chol. So shreklach, it's a machal yontev. There's no heter to cook miyontev l'chol. So the Gemara says, ein eloika, hoyel omikuli oichem. Since there's a possibility that the maisa could be some oichem will come, and they'll derive benefit from this meat. So come out that this meat was cooked letzeirich yontev, even though he was not mechaven for yontev, but that's nothing. But if lemaise, there's a possibility oichem might come and might derive benefit, so then we'll be retroactively, we'll see that this was a bishul letzeirich yontev. So therefore he doesn't get malchus. It's only also midarabonim. This is a bishul that could be letzeirich yontev is also called a bishul. So we see we're matran isa de raise of meloche in yontev because there's a possibility that it might be used in yontev. Even though it doesn't have to be a probability, but there's a possibility. So lechayre efshe, that's the spawn of the Tanakhama, islei heishana achite. He has another shan. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need it. Good. But what'll be if his Hashanah gets puzzled, what'll be if a neighbor will come to him and he'll need a Hashanah? So, I mean, Lemaisi made a kosher Hashanah over here. Lemaisi did something. To him, it's not Negeya, but there's a possibility that it might Lemaisi be used. Lemaisi now became a kosher Hodos, and it might be used. So could be they hold that this gives it a Teres Tikkun Mone. Let us see Taisvis. Moide Rav Shimon b'sikrei shevelo yomus. Ike mirsayu per kabalazet namile. Gabi bosar afagav sheyesham beheres yikoyts. Psar. The Gemara learns out from Psar that one is permitted to make mile even though there's a nega on the ola. He's a koytsits beheres. So we learn out that the mitzvah mile is toichad isra of tzitzis beheres. So the Gemara asks, according to Rav Shimon, why do you need a posek to tell me you're allowed to be koitzes the beheres? He's ainu miskaven l'tayres hanegi. He wants to make the mila. He's not mechaven. So the Gemara answers that by the Rav Shimon v'psik reishe. So memeila said has a tayres miskaven. So I would think without the posek he's not allowed to make the mila. Gemash mlon that mila is doichik tzitzes beheres. That's the makir that by the Rav Shimon v'psik reishe. V'im taimim b'soiv peirik sofek ochal gabi choyse gecholim b'shabes. Person went and took coals and he put them into a keli, b'shabes, and he v'huvaru me'aleim, and by pouring the coals into this keli, so the bottom chelik of the coals got exposed to the air and they started burning. Omar demand the mechayev sobelak Rav Yehuda b'dovah sheinim miskaven. So the one who was mechayev, he holds like Rav Yehuda that dovah sheinim miskaven is chayiv, even though he wasn't mechavim lahavoy, he's mechavim for kibui. Amanda potter kerab shim. Bar kochach psikreishu, it has to be a psikreishu mit vachayiv al Rabbi Yehuda. The bemilse de la psikreishu lek al isura ba'alme, because it's missing melechas machsheves. So it has to be a psikreishu, and if it is a psikreishu, so, vinkel rab shim in amai potter. Yishloima adayim iskaven dohosam haynu dayin choyshish bahavorosam. That he doesn't derive any benefit from the havor. Lekach poter Rav Shimon mishum bav meloche shein tzricha leguf. The Gemara means according to Rav Shimon you poter because he doesn't need the tachlis of the meloche. It's not that the dena miskaven of Rav Shimon b'chol haterikul. It means that the meloche shein tzricha leguf. The meichayif haguf mein tzorich elo la'afra. The poter la Rav Shimon afra be the psik reishu. He's making a boy, but since he doesn't need the boy, he just needs the offer, so the malachas ain't free to go. Rein at zod chalazen, va poitze bishuli klagot. Vachain hode meshani hoche de islay haishani yisere. Hainu the Gemara means, mishum, not like Rashi's lomdes, mishum das habi malachas, שאינה צריכה לגופה. זה מלאכה שאינה צריכה לגופה. ואף אגב זה אפילו רב שמעון פוטר אבולו, ספק תחתיס עושה בזויס, what's the hatter? מלאכה שאינה לגופה זה עושה. הוכי שורי משום מצווה, שאירת מותר על מצווה. סטייס זה נו מהל לכם זה גמורה, that I'm loche shein tzricha legufe, which is also mit Rabbana, lezeich mitzvah zmuta. So just like to be Messiah, the Gram Horovitz says he doesn't understand one word in Taisvis, because Taisvis, it's speaking about that he took it, he wants to eat the berries. He has no intentions of using it. But it's also mit Rabbana. So loche shein tzricha legufe. So he says, aber lezeich mitzvah, they were mat. He says, what's kind of tzeich mitzvah over here? If he has intentions of using it, nu, lezeirich mitzvah, you need a hodas, will be matter, he said, Rabbon. But he's speaking, but he doesn't need it. He's leshan achite. So why would they matter him to do an isad Rabbonah?